بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, just recapping from Friday morning, we're discussing the ayat from Surah Taha, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and we discussed that section wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about commanding the family, commanding the relatives, commanding the ahl to also make salah. And upon that occasion, we mentioned the question of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he mentioned that we know how to save ourselves from the fire, under ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, that save yourself and your family from the fire of Jahannam. And he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do we save our family? And Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of which he mentioned, that you prohibit them from evil and you command them to do good. On that we mentioned that it's so important to have the family on one page with us, and we discussed the different Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam and his son. We discussed Ibrahim alayhi salam and his father, Asiya and Fir'aun in the case of wife and husband, and Lut alayhi salam and his wife in the case of husband and wife. And we said we'll continue this morning. When a person works upon his ahl and his family, then it is not so simple just to go and tell them what is wrong and what is right. When days were more simpler and people were more humble, then it was easy to do this. And in fact, it has to be done. But what is required in these days is that the soil requires more softening, the preparation to download this requires more time. So we mentioned that how do we bring them closer? The idea is to bring them closer so that they have some kind of trust. And when they have that trust, by making a khidmat of them, by making, for example, if it's a father and son relationship, now that young man, he is heading in another direction, so what we do, we make him mu'tamad. We give him some responsibilities, upon which if he makes some mistakes, then you overlook it. Example, you told him, pay this bill, that bill, he gave the wrong thing. Say, okay, next time we'll get it right. And if he does it right, then make his hill a mountain and say, Alhamdulillah, you did it right. So some winning of that child, bring him closer. Bring him closer. When this particular way is adopted and the khidmat of the parents are made, in the case of a child that is living with parents that are not on the same page, then make so much of khidmat of those parents that eventually what you say, they have trust upon it. Same goes for the wife, same goes for the husband. So one is the winning of the trust of that person to bring them on one page. All this is for one thing, to bring the command of Allah Ta'ala and Rasul-e Pak Sa'asam's way of life in their life and our life, so that we can be successful dunya, qabr and akhirat. Now, when that trust is won of our child, of our parent, of the wife in the case of a husband, of a husband in the case of a wife who is not on one page, now we got to take them to the next stage. For example, if it's a child, a youngster, a son, then some excuse we must make, that you know at certain place there's one pious person and it's a very hot time now. Why we don't cut the watermelon together and we go and take it to that buzruk? So his idea is that we are taking the watermelon to the buzruk. But the pious man who's going to be met now, he'll understand everything, because he's going to see this youngster coming with a fancy hairstyle, probably he got an earring also, or he's got this cap culture. The father is dressed up like a molvi, like a molana, and the son is on another tangent. That buzruk also will understand. But now this is in the making of this particular child. As they say, nawazo se نہ کتابوں سے نہ زر سے ولی پیدا ہوتا ہے بلکہ بزرگوں کے نظر سے ولی پیدا ہوتا ہے. وی کین گیو دا چائلڈ لاٹ آف بیان, اے یو مسٹ ڈو دس, یو نو وی آر مسلم, اینڈ وی کین ٹیل ہم لک ریڈ دس ریڈ دیٹ, اور وی کین گیو ہم اے لاٹ آف منی, بٹ نن آف دس ہیز اے افیکٹ آن دا ہارٹ دیٹ از ناٹ ریڈی ٹو ریسیو. بٹ ون تھنگ وی فاؤنڈ دیٹ ہیز اے گریٹ افیکٹ از دا سائٹ آف اے پائیس پرسن. لائک اے پرسن فار ایگزامپل گوز ٹو افریقہ, ریسنٹلی ون پرسن ان اے جماعت ہی ٹریول ٹو نائجیریا, وین ہی کیم بیک آفٹر ون ویک دے ریئلائز ہی واز بٹن بائی دا فیمیل انوفلیز مسکیٹو, سو ہی کانٹیکٹڈ ملیریا. وین دیٹ بائٹ ٹوک پلیس ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم ہی ڈیڈنٹ ریئلائز ہی از افیکٹڈ, آفٹر کمنگ بیک ٹو ڈربن وینٹ ہوم دین ہی ریئلائز دیٹ ہی کیم. So this is a negative example to explain something positive, that when a child or a person goes in the company of the pious, at that time a person doesn't know what's happening, but a spiritual bite is taking place. Like that malaria brought fever after 1 week, 2 week, similarly this is going to bring the fever of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when these elders come for ijtima, we shouldn't just be hiding by the tuck shops. Take some permission. You don't have to talk to them and do anything. They say the one that can't benefit from the elder's silence, how is going to benefit from his words? So just looking at this buzrugs, just staying in their company, their sohbat, something great happens to the heart of a person. Now in the case of our ladies now, we know we cannot take them to the company of the buzrug because that is not correct. If you get a buzrug that says bring the ladies and all that in front, then that was not a buzrug. He is doing some other unda danda. So, but there is a way for our ladies also to benefit. See these hilal, beautiful air cons, we got 60,000 BTU. Alhamdulillah, they're doing a fantastic job. Allah Ta'ala bless whoever thought about it. This air cons, in my little understanding of air con, have got two parts. You get the external unit and the internal unit. So we men will see the external unit. You'll see the buzruk and you'll appreciate his advice. But the ladies only will see the internal unit. That means where the air is coming out from. So they'll just hear the voice. That too won't go without blessings. So our ladies, my respected brothers, those that are not on one page with us, or we want them to enhance, when the akabirin talk, or wherever they are masturat jamaats, and these ladies are coming with qurbani, then make effort to take them there. But now the question going to come about, you see, we're speaking what is happening in Overport. To talk what's happening in California don't make sense here. That auntie, she hardly got a scarf on her head, and very common now, the nails are growing long, and Allah Pak knows what's the condition of her namaz. But the husband, he is a very paban musalli, but the wife is not on one page now. So this is a problem we are experiencing here. So the way to get this lady now is similar to that watermelon incident. Every lady can make something nice, you know what I'm saying? Whether she's a modern lady, pious lady, but they make some nice thing. So in a very loving way, tell that wife that, you know, the dessert that you make, you know, this jamaat will really appreciate it. They're from, example, Bangalore. And in the month of Ramadan, come I take you there, just go give them the tasty dessert. Now you know the ego of a lady is inflated if you tell her some nice things. Hai mere guriya, mere shakkar ki puriya. That will translate another time now. So when she's taking the dessert, she know the foreign guests going to enjoy that thing. Those people also are trained that when they're coming by the jamaat, they can see, they can size that lady up. They're not going to hurt her, they're not going to tell her anything. But they're going to say, Jazakallah, okay, Ramadan time, they won't eat at the same time. But they will send some comment. Now that lady's muhabbat for the people of deen has increased. And when you love the people of deen, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, you'll be with those whom you love. So this is a tartib of bringing the lady into deen. Now the man, the wife got a problem with a man. In Durban it's happening. Many ladies want to do the work of deen. But the husband, he's a golf man. She's talking about 18 days in Jamaat. He only want to play 18 hole of golf. She's talking of going on the fast track for firru ilallah. You only interested in what you call Formula One. That fast track. His mind is somewhere else. This is Durban. So that lady now, what she must say, you know, there's a jamaat that has come. This jamaat is in somewhere there. You know, you take this salad and this juice I made for them and go and give it to them, man. You know, they'll give you du'as. Allah Ta'ala will give you barakat in your investment. Now when, my dear brothers, we don't say we give a lot of bayan, but the little few talks that we give, whatever we're saying makes sense for the crowd. But when we talk of Allah will give you barakat in your investment, then all the eyes start looking like this. Alhamdulillah, Maulana is talking something now. So that man too, when you tell him Allah will give you barakat in your investment, that intention of that wife must be for her husband, that Allah will give you the investment of the akhirat. Now somehow send him to that buzruk, somehow send him to that jamaat. That jamaat knows why he's coming here. Because he's going to say, family made for you all. And respected friends, the tawajjuh of the jamaat, the tawajjuh of the pious person, that has a great effect. So now this is the one way of working of it. Now what happens when there's a shortage of this? Or you can't go to visit pious people all the time. Ulama kiram mentioned that the pious ones, ruhaniyat and spiritualism, they exist in the works that they leave behind. One of that is example, the biographies and autobiographies of the pious ones. Somehow if you get them to read this. Or in the literary works that are left behind of these pious people, then you get so much of benefit from them that is unimaginable, my dear friends. That when a person reads the book of somebody, then the thoughts of the author and the fikr of the author comes into the person's heart. So now the family, we have won their trust. And when they become our friend, now we got that object of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's question. So somehow, we must make a time where, for example, now it is mango season. So this thing what I'm mentioning to you sound like basic. This man is talking about mangoes 5 o'clock in the morning. This is not my advice. In Epping, the old workers' Jor, the elder mentioned the same thing. That to win the heart of the family, put like a nice sheet in the house. And put the mangoes and put some fruit of the season in front of them. If it means the family likes some chocolates, you have to spend, to make it work, you got to spend on the family, but the right way. Not spending in Disneyland and spending in Kuala Lumpur and holiday. No, spend on them for the hidayat now. So now when they enjoying that exotic chocolates, ask them, how's the taste of this exotic chocolates? You like it? Can I show you something more exotic? How is the taste of this desert peaches? Shall I show you something more succulent, sumptuous, crumptious, delicious, and tantalizingly amazing than this? They'll say, what is it, Abba? What is it, Dada? Or if it's a mother's case, what is it, Ammi Jan? Then you take out a book called Fazail-e Amal. My dear friends, this Fazail-e Amal, you know we have been speaking about Akabirin. It is penned by a person named Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, Kandalvi Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, he drank from the fountains of a person like Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. He drank from the fountain of his father Maulana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who studied the full Bukhari Sharif by Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. He studied under the Bani of Tabligh, who is his uncle Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Nuvvarallahu Markadahu. And he took knowledge from the Khalifa of Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali. So this is his list of ustads and much more. To understand the martaba and the great lofty status of Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, you don't have to only look at his teachers, look at his students. Mufti Mahmud Hassan Saab, Nuvvarallahu Markadahu. Look at his student, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Saab, Nuvvarallahu Markadahu. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Motara Saab, Rahmatullah Ali, Rahmatan Wasiya. On our own shores, Maulana Yusuf Tutla Saab, Rahmatullah Ali. On our own shores, Maulana Ibrahim Mia Saab, Rahmatullah Ali. And from a muhaddis point of view, Sheikh Jaunpur, Sheikh Yunus, 40 years teaching Bukhari Sharif. So this is Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, who he drank from and who drank from him. This is the level of Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. Sheikh is born in the tent of yesterday was tent of Ramadan. This Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, my dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted him for Hadith Sharif. When he was only 13 years old, he wrote his first kitab. And Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he picked up the Muwatta Imam Malik, which is a kitab written by Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali. Who? Imam Malik. You get Imam Abu Hanifa, then you get Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali. Then he writes a kitab of 18 volumes, Awjazul Masalik. When the scholars of the Arab pick this kitab up, it's written in Arabic, they are saying, who is this scholar from maybe Syria that so much of balagat and faqahat and so much of accuracy in Arabic he wrote? They say, no, he's not from Arabia, he's not from Syria, this man is from India. The Arab scholars were shocked. When it came to Tirmizi Sharif, Kawkabud Durri, when it came to Bukhari Sharif, Lamiud Dirari. So Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali is writing kitabs like this. And when it came to his ustad's dream to write about a commentary on Abu Dawud, then who does he call? He calls Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali to write Bazlul Majhud. So this is the caliber of man that has put this Fazail Amal together. In the words of our elder, may Allah Ta'ala fill his kabarut nur, Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned that the Fazail Amal kitab, it is like a bouquet of flowers. And each flower got its own smell. My dear friends, the Fazail Amal consists of the stories of Sahaba. It consists of the virtues of Quran, the virtues of Salat, the virtues of Zikr, Tabligh, and it consists of the virtues of Ramadan, Muslim degeneration in its only remedy, as well as Fazail Sadaqat and Fazail Hajj. These are made up of 9 kitabs. 7 kitabs we must read all the time in our house. And 2 kitabs, my dear friends, we must read it seasonally. That is now Fazail Ramadan. And immediately after this, we will start when Shawwal comes, Fazail Hajj. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Nuwwarallahu Markadahu Rahmatan Wasiya. His kitabs is mentioned that after seeing so much of the hadith, over 85 hadith kitabs, if not more than that, then he takes out the summary of that ocean and puts it into a little pond. Yes, this kitab is not taught in a Darul Uloom in a final year. Neither it is a kitab of fatwa, neither it is a kitab of reference, but it is a maqbool kitab because of the intention behind this kitab. If we open this kitab under the stories of Sahaba, we will find that its reference is given to the men making effort, then the ladies making effort, the children making effort, and is written in such a nice way that the children's tarbiyat can take place. So now this kitab is being told to be read in our house. Hazrat Maulana Badr-e Alam Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, who's also buried in Jannatul Baqi, may Allah Ta'ala take us to Madinah Tayyiba, and may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us maut in a condition that is pleased with us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Hazrat Maulana Badr-e Alam Sahab Rahmatullah Ali mentions Rahmatan Wasiya, کہ میں شیخ کے کتابوں کے اوپر خصوصی رحمت نازل ہوا دیکھتا ہوں. He is a sahib of kashf and karamat. That means he is a person of intuition and he can see what is happening. Allah Ta'ala gave him, certain people have got this. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi also had it. He say, when I look at Hazrat Shaykh's Fazail Amal, Shaykh's works that he left behind, I can see a special rahmat coming on this kitab. My dear friends, today the people are going for taweez and they're standing in the line for taweez. And they're begging for a taweez for hidayat of the wife. The wife is begging for taweez for the hidayat of the husband. And the parents want hidayat for the children. Alhamdulillah, you don't have to pay 5,000 or give one free ticket to a person to make a taweez. This taweez that we are talking about will cost you 150 rand. If not less than that or little bit more than that. Max 200 rand. The taweez got 2 colors. The Fazail Amal is blue and the Sadaqat is green. These 2 taweez, you keep it. And you read this kitab, my dear friends. It is mentioned that Shaykh's kitab of Fazail Sadaqat, if you want the wife to come online and you want tarbiyah to take place, then read this kitab for 6 months. Allah Ta'ala will change the heart of that particular family. So now when we're reading the talim, don't make it laborious and don't make it difficult for them. What we will do, they're having that fruits now, right? And they said it is so sweet. And you saying that this kitab is also sweet. So just tell him, can I have about 3 minutes of your time? Now you got to be strategic for this particular point. Open the story of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Umar's coming into Islam, which you'll find in the virtues of Sahaba, in the stories of Sahaba. Now read the story and time it. Exactly when you come to that part,
that Umar entered the house of his sister and he smote her most violently. In the revised edition, you say he gave her a smack most violently and she bled most profusely. At that time, just close the kitab. And just keep quiet and look at them. 3 minutes are finished. Al-mu'minu idha wa'ada wafa. When a believer make a promise, he keep that thing. Now the family is looking. Now he hit her. Now what's going to happen? Suspense, you see. Al-intizaru ashaddu min al-maut. That suspense is worse than death. Like one person said to a group of people, and I'm not saying it to you all, how do you keep a fool in suspense? Then he's saying, how? He said, I'll tell you tomorrow. But I say, not for this crowd. So nonetheless, the whole family is sitting in suspense. What happened to the sister? Say, tomorrow, today I gave you all such lovely dessert and desert peaches. Tomorrow I'm going to give you Amazon watermelon. You must come back for part two of the story. Now this is how you win the family. Once that family's tarbiyat is made through this kitab, my dear friends, now for that wife to take him in Mastura Jamaat will become easy. Now for that husband to tell her to go in the ladies program and adorn that thing also will become easy. That girls that whose common problem now, and the nails are gone long, and Allah Ta'ala forgive, I have to mention it from here, the burial society is complaining when they're making ghusl of the males of Durban, then unfortunately, you know, we cannot remove hair. What is the condition? So this is what's happening in the homes that are in, with Durban having so many masjids. Markaz is in Durban, Darul Hadith is in Durban, Darul Ulooms are in Durban, and this is Durban's condition. Then what must be the outback towns? So this particular kitab to be read in the house, then insha'Allah, Allah Ta'ala will bring our ahl. And we mentioned ahl is a comprehensive word. It is a word that encompasses the wife, the parents, the children, associates. And read the kitab in the business also, you'll find the direction of the staff coming right. So when we will worry about our ahl, insha'Allah, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. The word ahl, approximately 10 times mentioned in the Quran al-Karim. Worry about the family, have fikr for them. Because my dear friends, what is going to be life without our family in Jannat? We want them over there. But very, very important now, on that one part that I mentioned that we must be good to them, there's a fine line that needs to be explained, and then I'll terminate on this, then tomorrow we'll continue with the rest of this ayat. It does not mean that in loving our family that is not on one page, we must become a hardil aziz. You know what's the meaning of hardil aziz? To a certain extent we will function with them, but say they are talking of having a birthday bash, or they're talking of having a stag, or they're talking of having a mehndi night, which is very, very common nowadays. Now at that time you have to express, you know, I can't manage this one. I don't know how to manage it. You all know more about these birthday parties and all that. You know, at that time, but if they're forcing, no, Dada, you have to be part of it, and father have to be part of it, then at that time say no. This is now where Shariat cuts the line. Up till now you wanted the birthday party, I was guiding you, that is not right, but you want me to be part of this thing, I can't be part of it. So there's a fine line that when you're selling something, you mustn't get bought also. You went to sell Mercedes, they sold you BMW, then what business you did after that? So I'm going to give deen, but to a certain extent I'll be good to the wife. But now she's giving me a direction. She wants to travel, she says, Umrah, all right. But now she's talking of Las Vegas. Say, Ben, this one, I don't know, you are gambling with my iman now. You understand how the fine line works. So you give in to the family and you work with them within the Shariat. But when it comes to the boundary now, then at that time a person doesn't have to be rude, he doesn't have to be violent, he doesn't have to be anything out of line, antagonistic, but he must just say, this one I can't manage. And my dear friends, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gave us Mashayikh-e-Izam, Sahib-e-Dil, people who understand the line of Tasawwuf. You can refer to them that, look, I'm facing a challenge. The ladies can refer through the email, you don't come direct to the ulama. Or they can ask a question via. Or the man can come himself to our seniors and say, look, I'm facing this challenge. They are planning something like this in my family. We never heard of this thing, what they are doing. What must do now, Hazrat? then he'll give you an explanation how to handle this particular situation. Inshallah, if we refer to our elders, we make ikram of our family, we do fazail amal talim, we get them involved in the work of da'wat, and from time to time the weekly talim, and then different ulama program, and different things that are happening, there's a great hope inshallah, when Allah Ta'ala is saying, salamun qawlam min rabbi rahim, it won't be just for you, it will be for your wife also, and it won't be just for you, O wife, it will be for your husband also, and it won't only be for you, O child, it will be for your parents also, and O parents, it will be for your child also. And Jannat, my dear friends, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart can contemplate. What is Jannat? Allahu Akbar. وَفَوَاكِهَ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. Such fruits we cannot imagine. Music, the sounds of Jannat. What is it? The rustling of the leaves. What is the وَمِزَاجُهُ مِنْ تَسْنِيمٍ أَيْنَي يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. What Quran says? وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. What does Quran say? One thing is so much in Jannat. My dear friends, Allahu Akbar. فَبِئِي آلَىٰ إِرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ. What Allah Ta'ala has promised us in Jannat that is awaiting for us and our family. But make that effort. Inshallah, we'll continue with this topic tomorrow about worrying about our family. Whatever has been said, Tawfiq-e-Ilahi, Murshid-e-Paak ki barkat se.